Welcome to the Dragonheart Ascension Podcast with Sonia, where we mediate for innovative quantum solutions as the Dragonheart Light Council in preparation for Mother Gaia and humanity's ascension in 2029. Happy Mother's Day, Bennett.
Well, thank you very much. I know I've been a mother in one time or another, so thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm calling in the Divine Intercessory Council of Light to overlight our meeting here today. The Goddess team, of course, Mother Sophia to overlight all of it. And any guides and mentors that work with us. And who's going to be our triad member today?
Huh, interesting. Well, what came into my mind was Sirius.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay. Do you have any intentions you'd like to put forward today?
On personal level, for ever increasing clarity in energetically as well as mentally to be able to continue to expand in my service and in all those things that are germane to my journey. And on a larger level, I offer the same intention for all of mankind.
Okay, thank you. For myself, I am intending that the enclosure energies that are surrounding this planet and humanity that seek to control and keep us in slavery be trans-energized, broken up in by the light. May all the dark spaces be brought into the light so that this energy can be exposed in all of its nuances. And I pray that everyone will embrace this knowing, this awakening with peace and love and compassion and understanding. And I pray that this intention will go out to all places in creation that are experiencing this frequency of energy. So I thank you. And before we get going, is there anything you'd like to share with our community?
Well, there is an interesting juxtaposition that occurs to me right in this now. And that is, at the same time that we are, from my perspective, an extraordinarily important, dramatic, and serious slash responsible period and point in our evolutionary history, at the same time, there's great joy underneath it all and in the fact that so much of what we as a race aspire to really is available as we continue to shift and grow. So there's the seriousness and the joy at the same time. That's what occurs to me today, right now.
Thank you, beloved. Appreciate you bringing that to our attention. Did anyone see the beautiful auroras yesterday? Was it yesterday or the day before? That was so incredible. All right. So the skies are lighting up and we're lighting up inside. And despite all that appears to be going on in the world, which is, yes, that's a reality that's happening, but it is not the reality that you have to choose. You can choose the reality of 5D consciousness. And what I was contemplating this morning is that in order to receive 5D consciousness, you have to get past the illusions of the 3D construct. So that's what we do here at the Christ Codes. We help you get past the 3D constructs by using mantras, mind transportation vehicles, and then the codes themselves break open the energetics so that light can penetrate the dark spaces and clear the path in your chakra systems and in your body so that you can receive the flow coming in from Divine Mother Sophia and from the constellations and the sun and the moon. And that makes it possible for you to actually embody your 5D light body. All right. So I'm going to set our sacred space and we're going to call in Sirius to hold the third space for us as our triad. Let us begin. I'm surrounding us in concentric circles of aquamarine for emotional purity, healing, and balance. Sunflower gold for aligning our will with divine will. Magenta rose for aligning our hearts, minds, and bodies with love and compassion. Royal blue for the activation of our throat chakras, aligning it with our divine logos, sapphire diamond for activating and raising Christ consciousness, and aligning our third eyes with the eye of Sophia God, violet fire for integration, trans-energization, and the crown of illumination, platinum silver for the illumination power of the soul's diamond medallion, opening our soul gifts, memories, and powers. Platinum gold for the full embodiment of our I Am presence as source consciousness. Luminescent rainbow white light to bless our souls and spirit as perfected composite identities of Sophia Source. And the mantle of our I Am presence as unconditional love, free to move in and out of the space-time continuum where we are fully aligned with our divine selves. So see a silver cord coming down from your divine self, which is an arm's length above your head. That's where your center lies. See it flowing down into your soul star, which is about a foot above your head, for your soul's knowing, healing powers in the heart center, and the Sophia's divine will flowing down into your solar plexus chakra. Now we're going to take that cord and make it a gold cord, and we're going to take it down to our root chakra. Now we're going to align our red root chakra into the crystal core center of Mother Earth as a fifth dimensional anchoring cord. And if you've activated your dragon light body, let's anchor in your dragon's tail into Mother Gaia. All right. Now that we have as above, so below united, let's go back to the heart center. And now we're going to bring in the Metatron cube. See it entering your heart and expanding out. The center of the cube is being turned by your love action through your heart. And as you're turning it to your left, it's making the first circles turn to your right and the second set of circles turning to your left. And we're now activating a beautiful sun in the center of the Metatron cube. See it surrounding our field here today. And in the center of the sun is a beautiful blue diamond. We're now going to jump into the center of that diamond. And now I'm going to pray to Divine Mother Sophia. Divine Mother Sophia, source of all love, life, and light, embrace us in the void, deep within your heart womb, as a portion of you, rebirthing in you, rejoicing with you, co-creating with you. And so now we are uniting our hearts, our third eyes, our earth star, and our consciousness with Sirius as our third triad member. And we're also entering into that pyramid triad through the diamonds. And now let's see what comes for us. Pause this recording for your meditation. Would you like to share?
This began with a diamond consciousness with pressure from my third eye moving up to around here in my forehead. And that kind of stayed throughout the whole meditation. However, there was also a sense of the diamond stretching way beyond my physical body. At some point, there was a feeling that the diamond was reflecting an above, so below feeling, with the top part becoming clear and refracting multicolors, while the downward facing part of the diamond was bluer, although still sparkling. And at some point, the diamond became larger, really large, eclipsing its original shape and simply just turned into light. And what I got was, this is a place of peace, because I entered into that diamond. And I'm reminded to call upon this beautiful blue white diamond, as it is my safe place where I can rest and also visit the happenings of my existence here on this plane from a broader I am perspective. So for me, the diamond in this now is representing a place where my I am presence dwells. And the invitation is for this personality, this called Bennett, of that which I am, to join it there and get that kind of much greater perspective of where I am, who I am.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. So just for those who are listening, you are tapping into your third eye, which was then tapping into your, what I call the Bodhi consciousness center, which hooks up to the back of your head, which is the mouth of God center. And so you are receiving directly from the flow right there.
Lovely.
Alrighty. All right. I heard the sound current being funneled through a chamber that runs through my head from ear to ear. It is feeling louder on my left, which is interesting because that's the ear that I'd have a hearing loss in that ear. But I'm able to hear the sound current louder because of it. I also feel an energetic sphere at the top of the crown of my head. So I actually felt like there was some energetic circle happening right up here. I'm feeling pressure on my temples. In my vision, I'm seeing the color magenta rose with streaks of marble veins running through it. Sound current is being funneled through a chamber that runs through my head from ear to ear. I'm seeing a megaphone at the end of each ear as if I'm a transmitting station broadcasting this frequency. I am now feeling a current of energy running through my body. As it reaches my feet, I feel like my feet are communing with the earth as they have a feeling of caressing the earth. It's like the bottom of my feet felt alive, felt like they were communicating and moving as if I was in. I've had this feeling before. It's like when you're really connected to the earth, there's this communion happening and it feels like your feet are alive and there's this communion between the feet and the earth. So that's kind of what my feet were feeling like. I am seeing my grounding cord deep in the center of Mother Earth. I am a channel that is feeding this current and sound current into her core, which appears to be feeding a solar sun, the solar sun she's carrying in her center. So I could see this energy feeding this solar core. This is how we create 5D consciousness or realities of the new earth. The central sun she is carrying within her is feeding and giving life to our creations. The 5D reality is present with us, just at different frequency of energy. As we feed the earth with our 5D thoughts and energy, it is building the form around the light grids that are upholding our 5D consciousness. And that's what I got when you came in.
Oh, okay.
So I seem to be getting more information about the actual structures and how they are interacting with one another. And what's interesting, I've seen the cell as having like little red roots extending out from it, almost like synapses. And that's how the cells connect up with one another. And so our feet are actually rooting into the earth and communicating with her as well. Anyway, so it was interesting. Were you aware of Sirius present?
Sirius?
Sirius?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, I believe that Sirius is the one that was speaking to me and letting me know about the place where I'm invited to. So I was trying to make a clear distinction.
Okay.
This personality was invited by my I am presence.
Okay, that wasn't clear to me. Nice.
Yeah, to dwell there and observe, if you will, what's going on with me here, what my activities are here, It's along the lines of something that's been coming to me recently about being seeming to be outside so that I have a more clearer perspective, a vantage point of whatever it is that I'm experiencing, going through, thinking about, et cetera, et cetera.
That's nice to have that perspective because I just experienced it there, but not really recognizing as consciously as you put forth that's the safe place that we can receive all this information from, is from that
Well,
energetic.
absolutely. It also helps. I'm gathering it's kind of a beginning stage, but it also really helps define or illustrate the illusory reality that we live in, that we're living in an illusion. When you're able to be at this more expansive way of looking at your reality here, it's obvious. It's obvious that this is not the whole deal by any means.
I was contemplating this morning in meditation that if you look at things from that perspective, there really is no healing because all it is resetting the energetic grid to another construct. Bringing in the construct for what it is that you want to manifest in that moment. So I was actually working with that thought that I was restructuring because I've had years of back injuries and whatnot. And as we all know, the body can regenerate itself within a year. So it's like, if that's the case, then why am I still having back problems after all these years? And it's because of the thought process is still creating the construct, the energetic construct to contain that reality. First, I started looking at, okay, what dimension or which life stream is this, did this construct get created in? And I like, it happened in this life, but did it get created in this life? And it was no, it didn't get created in this life stream. And what I got is it got created in a life stream where I was operating as a Capricorn. And so which, I'm working with the earth energies, which makes sense. Because I'm having a physical manifestation. And so I started looking at asking my body if she was ready to let go of this construct. And she said, yes. I asked the energy where it was created if it was willing to let go of the construct. And it said, no. So then I started working with the earth codes, speaking the earth codes with the intention of dissolving or trans-energizing this construct that I have created. And after I said the codes a number of times in the DNA codes, I asked again if the energy was ready to move on, and it said yes. So then I moved the energy on and gave gratitude for all the way it served me. And so it was interesting. And then I started visualizing, my body visualized this new energetic construct so that I could. And calling in my divine genetic blueprint to support that construct, because that blueprint contains the original blueprint of how I came in. I'm calling in that original foundational blueprint to replace this other one that I've created from the illusions I've created in this simulation, right? Hope that was clear.
Pretty much, I'm understanding it.
Okay.
Well, what I'm hearing is that perhaps we've had a wrong, we being a race, a wrong perception of continuity, of inevitability, or because of how things move from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. And what I hear you saying is that actually we're creating brand new realities every now, every fraction of a second. And so if we become clear enough, then the possibility, not possibility, the reality is that you can create a simply a different reality around the timeline, about where we are right in this here in this present. So one timeline has back problems, another one doesn't.
Right. And so a lot of it, I mean, I've said this before, it's like you can clear an energy, but if you haven't cleared the thought process behind the energy, then you can clear it, but then the next day recreate it because you're approaching your day and everything the same way as before. That,
Right.
wow, you're right. So that's been my challenge having health initiations is to let go of the belief system that this is something that I'm stuck with for the rest of my life, which has been jammed down our throats that, you know, once it's here, it's here forever. You can't change it, you know, which is a bunch of BS because this is a simulated hologram. Science is beginning to understand this and talking about it. And it's just a matter of us really accepting it and demonstrating to ourselves that it is a simulation and that we can change it. And that's how instant healings can come about. We change our belief system about something so that it can change. And then we, you know, we have a doctor or a pill that says, okay, you can change this reality. And then you can choose like, okay, yeah, this pill is going to help me. This pill is going to do it. And then you switch the reality because you believe that that pill is going to heal you. But what you really did is you just switched the reality. You switched your construct, your belief system.
Yeah. I think as a race, even speaking for myself, we really don't have an idea of just how extraordinarily powerful we are innately. And I think that the connecting link to that is our imagination. The lifeline, if you will, to limitlessness in part is our imagination, which by its very nature, you are envisioning something that isn't here, apparently here. Now, I'm not talking about creating psychological scenarios and all of that, although that is an aspect, I guess, of imagining things. But the idea to imagine that, say you could move mountains, you could do whatever.
Separate the waters.
yeah, exactly. Mostly within your own universe, within your own gestalt, that for most of us, if not all of us, exists in the area of imagination. And so I'm just getting at that. That's a pretty big link. And I think that's why when we see some movies and stuff about magic, not the sleight of hand magic, but you know, magic that doesn't seem to have any kind of possible explanation. I think the reason why so many people are fascinated by that is it because it ties in on a profound level to what we innately are, which is creativity.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I mean, at least that's how it comes to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. I can see that, and then it feels very much in alignment.
Cool.
All right. So, do you feel incomplete?
Yes.
Okay. So do I. Am feeling complete. So I want to thank Mother Sophia, Sirius, and all the light workers that were here, all the masters, archangels, guides and mentors who were present supporting our work here today. We thank you so much. We send this blessing out into all of humanity, to Mother Earth, and to all of creation. And I am now going to close this sacred circle. And until then, have a glorious Mother's Day. Your financial support funds the ongoing creation of books, videos, podcasts, and tools to educate, inform, and inspire your participation as a revolutionary changemaker for the new earth.